Chapter 3. Art was one of my least favorite people in the entire world, and I was one of his. A million years ago, okay, about 20, Art had been the reason the board had taken my mother away from my father and me, wiped our memories, and relocated Mom to the East Coast to set up shop as an Aegis there. Art blamed my mother for his lack of upward mobility in his middle management job. When he came back last year as Riley's boss, he'd walloped me with a bad luck curse to test me for Aegishood. In the end, I'd lived through it, and Art and I came to an understanding, even a grudging mutual respect. I put in a good word for him with Bernice, whose entire board of hidden affairs had been murdered. Art got what he always wanted, a spot on the board. Bernice got some much-needed help, and Riley and I got left alone. Win, win, win. Until that moment, I'd had no further contact with him. This probably made Art as happy as it made me. You found my mom? I sat up straight, my heart beating fast. Where is she? Is she okay?
Wait, don't get too excited. I don't know where she is, but I do think I've figured out who did it. That's more of a clue than we've had since she was taken.
A little of my excitement deflated. Not all, but some. Oh. Riley squeezed my shoulder.
What do you know, Art? Is that Riley? Am I on speakerphone? Take me off of speakerphone!
I stretched my legs down the steps and crossed my feet at the ankles. There's no one else around, Art. This is a secure line. You may proceed. Over. Riley poked me in the side.
Quit teasing him,
he whispered. I winked. Seriously, Art, Riley has to hear this too, and nobody else is here. What's going on? He paused for a long moment.
Zoe, there's a prisoner missing from the compound. I wasn't here when she escaped, and I only found out this morning. She's been gone for about 2.5 years.
Riley scratched his cheek.
That's not long before...